We're now back to our experimenting table with Georgia Mills for another experiment to try at home. What have you got for me now?
Well, Kat, you're a naked scientist, so I thought I'd make you a naked egg. If you want to do this at home, all you need is a normal egg and a cup of vinegar, and you need to put the egg in the vinegar for about 24 hours.
Do you need to have it completely covered by the vinegar?
Completely submerged, yes. And I made one earlier, and I've got it in this small container here. So if you'd like to open it up and look inside.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, so, right, straight away I've got the really pungent smell of vinegar in my nostrils. There's all this kind of weird foam, kind of scummy foam on the top, and I can see bubbles all over the egg, all over the eggshell. Right, I'm going in, I'm going to pick it up. Vinegar everywhere. Ooh, right, it's egg-shaped. It's a rather anemic egg colour, but it doesn't feel like an egg. This is all kind of squidgy and soft. It feels almost like one of those kind of gummy toys that you used to get. What's going on here?
Like I said, this is a naked egg, so it's lost the hard part of its shell. And this is because vinegar is an acid, and the shell is made of calcium carbonate. And when these two go together, they make a reaction, which creates carbon dioxide. That's the bubbles you saw.
So the carbon dioxide explains the bubbles, but what about that weird soft shell? What's happened there?
Well, a shell is made of this calcium carbonate scaffolding with the egg membrane inside it. And what we've done is we've taken away that scaffolding because it's reacted with the vinegar to form calcium acetate, which is dissolved in the rest of the liquid, leaving behind this squishy, gooey membrane.
I guess if chickens are making these hard calcium carbonate eggs, they must need to have a lot of calcium. Do they eat chalk or something?
As far as I know, they don't eat chalk, but they do have to eat a lot of extra calcium. And in fact, when birds themselves are ovulating, they tend to borrow calcium from their bones. You can actually tell what gender a bird is, or even a dinosaur, because they are ancient birds, really, just from looking at their bones.
When I went to the Natural History Museum to meet Sophie the Stegosaurus a couple of weeks ago, yeah, the person who was working on her bone said, oh, we can tell that she wasn't ovulating because she didn't have those characteristic signs. So fascinating stuff. But meanwhile, I've got one hard-boiled egg for my tea. And you know what, Georgia? I don't think I'll have that one, thanks.
That's one for me then.